Andy, listen, the man is deaf but to see it.
Yeah, let's everybody listen.
Rinso, the new Rinso with Solium brings you the Amos and Andy Show. Rinso, the soap that contains Solium, the sunlight ingredient, brings you a full half hour of entertainment with the Jubilaires, Jeff Alexander's orchestra and chorus, and radio's all-time favorites, Amos and Andy. Amos and Andy will be back in just a moment with their traditional Christmas story. In the meantime, a short word from Burritt Wheeler.
Well, here we are, hardly one shopping day away from another Christmas. Lots of things have changed since last Christmas, haven't they? For one thing, last year at this time, nobody'd ever heard of new Rinso with the wonderful sunlight ingredient Solium. And this year, thousands of women all over the country are using new Rinso with Solium because they know it washes white clothes whiter than St. Nick's beard, whiter even than brand new. And new Rinso makes washable colors look brighter than the brightest spangle on your Christmas tree. No other soap in the world can give you results like that because no other soap contains Solium. So it's no wonder at all that new Rinso caught on so fast that it became a success almost overnight. Don't forget, new Rinso with Solium is safe for clothes and kind to hands. So if you're not yet a member of the new Rinso Club, make it a point to ask for new Rinso with Solium next time you go to the store.
It's the day before Christmas. The morning crowds are milling about Lenox Avenue in Harlem doing their last-minute shopping. Andy is out with Amos' little girl, Arbadella, on their annual Christmas tour of the department store windows. Right now, they're looking at a little doll in one of the windows.
Yeah, that sure is a pretty doll, Arbadella.
Yes, that's the one I wrote and asked Santa Claus to bring me.
You did, huh?
But Daddy said I wrote the letter too late. You see, I only wrote it 2 days ago.
Yeah, well, maybe your papa ain't got the money. I mean, that ain't giving Santa Claus much time. You gotta write him before that.
My, isn't she pretty, though, Uncle Andy?
Yeah, that sure is a pretty doll.
Daddy said Santa Claus would bring her to me next Christmas.
Oh, sure. You see, that'll give him more time.
We're having a good time today, ain't we, Uncle Andy?
Yeah, this is sure fun for me, all right, Barbara.
I like being out with you.
Yeah, and I like being out with you, too. But I guess we gotta be getting on home now.
Oh, do you think Mommy and Daddy will be home yet?
Oh, yeah, they say they'll be home by noon.
Uncle Andy, let me just look at the doll once more.
Oh, sure, honey. Stand up close to the window and take a good look.
She's beautiful. She's a talking doll, too.
Yeah, talking doll. They is the best ones, all right.
That sure is a pretty dress she's got on. But when Santa Claus brings her to me next year, I'm going to make her a lot more pretty dresses, pink ones. You know, Uncle Andy, I can hardly wait till next Christmas.
Oh, yeah. It'll be around before you know it, honey.
It's only a year.
Andy, you sure got a lot of Christmas presents here.
Yeah, Lightning, I want to get them all wrapped up now, too, so I ain't got to do it this afternoon or tonight.
So what you got in this package here, Miss Andy?
Oh, that's some handkerchiefs that I'm going to give that gal friend of mine, Evelyn Bennett.
Evelyn Bennett?
Yeah.
Wait a minute, Miss Andy. These has got the letter C broidered in the corner.
Yeah, well, last year I was going to give them to that gal Carmen that I was going with, but we done busted up.
With the letter C on there, I don't see how you can give them to Evelyn Bennett.
Well, I thought of that, too. So for the last 3 days, I've been calling her Cookie.
wait a minute. Here come the Kingfish, Miss Van Porter.
Come in, fellas. Come in.
Well, hello there, Andy. Lightning, Merry Christmas.
Hello,
fellas.
Boys. How are you?
Well, I see you wrapping up all your Christmas presents there, Andy. Anytime you want me to turn my back and not look, just say the word.
Well, I ain't bought you no present, Kingfish.
Oh, you ain't got around to it yet, huh? Well, don't worry about it, Brother Andy. You got time. You know, me and my wife was talking about this thing just this morning. She said to me, she said, George, do you think that any of your friends is going to give you that bathrobe that got over in the corner window at the Globe Department Store? I said, honey, you mean the blue one with the red sash around it? She said, yeah, you know it's marked 395. I said, yeah, 100 to 1, size 40. Funny how me and my wife talk back and forth.
Well, I'll tell you, Kingfish, you could use a new bathrobe. That one you greeted me in yesterday was certainly a mess.
Yeah, it was.
Yes, you shook hands with me through the pocket.
Yeah, by the way, Andy, I just thought of something. How big is that door at your boarding house?
Why?
Well, coming up to see you tomorrow morning with a pretty big package for you. Well, if I can't get it in there, we can always take the door off the hinges, though, can't we?
Yeah. Say, you know, this is kind of embarrassing, because I have broke, Kingfish, and I can't afford to buy nothing for you.
Nothing at all?
That's right. Say, what time do you expect to be up with that big package?
Well, on second thought, it might not be as early as I expected to be there.
Well, I'll be there all morning.
Well, now, don't wait for me, Andy. You see, I got a lot of packages to deliver. Might not get around to you till February or March. You know that.
I know there was something like that, all right.
Mills, Andy, I've been trying to wrap up some of these packages here for you. This is a hard one to wrap up.
Well, what in the world is that?
Oh, that's a little toy automobile I done bought for Amos Jr. You wind it up and it scoots around the floor, backs up and everything. Wait a minute, I'll show you.
Look at it go there, will you? Look at it.
Hey, that's the cutest thing I ever did see.
Yeah, see the way that thing went around there? Look at this.
Yeah, look at this. It's even got a license number on it.
Yeah, let me have it, Henry. I won't see it shoot around the floor again.
Well, I can wind it myself, King.
Well, let me do it, Henry. I asked you for it.
Yes, but I pick it up first.
Well, now give it to me.
Don't break it now, fellow.
Well, Andy, can't I be the one to work it?
Kingfish, I'm going to work it. Let's not be childish about this.
All right, but I'm next.
Wait a minute. I'm going to put it back in the box now before it gets broke. I got things to do around here, too. You chillin' better run along home now.
By the way, you're coming over to the gathering at the lodge this afternoon, ain't you, Andy?
Oh, yeah, I'll be there. I'm looking forward to that thing.
Yeah, you know, all the boys is getting together there. Gotta have a little Christmas spirit at the lodge. Slapping everybody on the back. Gonna have some refreshments and all that stuff. Little presents for each one of the members.
Yes, the whole gang is gonna be there. See you then, Andy.
Well, come on, Henry, let's go. So long, Andy.
Good day, Andy, my friend, and may the Yuletide season bring you much Noel. And besides that, a very Merry Christmas.
Move on there. I have wrapped in this package of colored crayons that you done bought for Amos's little girl, Arbidella.
Yeah, wrap that up. That ain't much of a gift to give a kid, is it?
Well, it ain't bad, Miss Andy.
She might not even like crayons.
Yeah, but she might and she might not. After all, you don't know what she likes.
The funny part of it is, Lyman, I do know what she likes.
Yeah, sir. Well, even that don't make no difference, because you is broke. Yeah. You ain't got no money to buy nothing more with.
I know it. That's what's troubling me. I is broke. I ain't got a cent. Say, Lightning, what time is it?
Well, Miss Anne, I don't know exactly what time it is, but I think it's between 12 and... It's almost 1 o'clock.
Yeah. Say, wait a minute. I got an idea. I think I'm going to walk down to that department store on the corner. I'll see you later.
You want to see me?
Yes, I guess so. Is you the gentleman that does the hiring here for the department store?
That's right. My name is Simmons.
Well, I was wondering if you needed any extra sales help for this last-minute rush this afternoon. I would work hard.
Well, we did need extra help up until this morning, but I think we can get through the rest of the day with the salespeople we have.
Oh, well... Thanks just the same.
Oh, wait, just a minute.
Yes, sir.
Maybe you can do it.
Do it? Do what? What's that?
Well, one of our Santa Claus helpers was called home. His wife was taken ill suddenly, and we could use somebody to take his place. You think you could do it?
Be Santa Claus's helper?
That's right.
Well, I ain't never done it before, but I...